Cain whirled, raising his copperhead. He saw nothing, but he heard a series of staccato cracks, and the palmetto fronds on his right were torn to tatters as half a dozen rounds ripped through them. Flying pieces of pulp stung the exposed portion of his face. Cain heaved himself to his feet, grabbing Bridget by the elbow and jerking her to her feet. She, Cain, and Grant rushed back into the jungle at an oblique angle to both parties of magistrates. They didn't bother with stealth. The storm was making so much noise no one could have heard the blundering of a dryosaur. The three of them changed course, struggling through thorns and vines. They found a depression beneath a copse of brush and rolled into it, lying side by side. Cain didn't believe any of the magistrates had seen them alter their course, but the men fired blindly into the jungle anyway, sin-eaters and copperheads both. Bullets thudded through the air, knocking bark off trees and slashing through shrubs and branches. Bushes bent and leaves fluttered. Cain realized that his earlier sensation of being expected was correct. The only edge he and Grant possessed was that in the thick bush, the magistrates would have to proceed slowly or risk shooting one another. Their own mag armor was the best protective coloration. Bridget huddled next to him, trying to soften the frightened harshness of her breathing. The Colt Mustang in her hand trembled. They heard the sounds of men moving swiftly, if not noiselessly, through the foliage. The rain slackened for a moment, then poured hard again. The storm's intensity showed no indication of ebbing anytime soon. Water dripped from the leaves of the bush and down the backs of their necks. A lightning bolt touched a tree nearby, the electricity crawling along its trunk like fingers of living fire. The flash was dazzling, the crack nearly deafening. In that brief blaze of light, they saw the dinosaur.